The Young and the Old, Florence E. Simmons. Someone said to a man, "Travel and see the world." He answered, "Why should I? People are the same everywhere. They are born, they are babies, they are children, they are adults, they grow old, they die. While they are alive, they have the same emotions. They feel love and hate, happiness and sadness, security and fear, pride and shame, comfort and discomfort. That is why I do not want to travel. I can learn everything here. I'm going to stay home."
The man was right. He was also wrong. People are the same, but people are also different. They all have the same pattern of life: birth, youth, old age, death. But these stages of life have different values in different cultures. Also, while all people have the same emotions, the causes of these emotions are different. A situation that may bring happiness in one place may not bring happiness in another place. For example, in many countries, old age is a happy time. Young people in these countries show respect to the old people. Young people listen when old people speak because they believe that an old person is a wise person. In that kind of society, old people receive honor, privilege, and satisfaction. In Korea, old people are honored and respected. When they are too old to live alone, they live with a son, daughter, or other relatives. When they become 61 years old, it is a very happy and important event. There is a big party with many guests. They receive many gifts. This birthday even has a special name. All other birthdays are called Sing-il, born day. The 61st birthday is called Hwan-gup, beginning of new life. The 61st birthday has a special name because when people reach this time in life, the attitudes of their family and their community change toward them. The younger people call them grandfather or grandmother, even if they are not related to them. Their position in life is good because they receive honors and respect. Everyone looks forward to this time.